Hey, this is Robert Slaughter. If I've already done him, just ignore this dictation and just go with the first one. Robert Slaughter, S-L-A-U-G-H-T-R, 12854. If I've done him, it would have been today sometimes. Today is 8-14-2025. Mr. Slaughter is a 72-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with a history of end-stage CHF. Recent hospitalization with pneumonia, exacerbation of COPD, atrial fibrillation, respiratory failure, and history of coronary artery disease with atherosclerotic heart disease and myocardial infarction, period. In the paragraph, his appetite has been diminished. He takes Vicodin to control his pain. He's weak all the time. He's off the prednisone at this time. His MAC is down to 31 centimeter, period. His blood pressure is 172 over 120. Patient states that he took his medication. I had a long discussion with the hospice DON, Miss Michelle Merriweather, that's M-E-R-R-I-W-E-A-T-H-E-R, who tells me that when patient does take his medication, his blood pressure is quite stable, and he has a tendency to stop taking his medication. He has both nifedipine ER 90 milligram and Cardura along with Lasix to help with the blood pressure control. Period. He continues to be mildly hypoxic with O2 side of 90%, pulse of 58, period. In the paragraph, he has oxygen on board, but he's not using it at this time. He says it just doesn't feel like using it, period. He's short of breath with sitting there and talking to me. He belongs in New York Heart Association Class 4. He has confusion, most likely related to hypoxemia. His significant other recently moved out. The DON tells me that social worker has been very involved in his care, trying to find him a place, a place for him to go. But he has a very aggressive dog, and most places will not take him. Period. He's using his nebulizer and his O2 when he wants to. Period. His weight loss is unavoidable. Period. Pitolidima remains at 3+. Period. Nurse is going to come back and recheck his blood pressure. We talked about his medication, put a mark on his blood pressure medication, especially that he needs to take on a regular basis. Period. He also suffers from hyperlipidemia, COPD, steroid dependency, atrial fibrillation, and constipation. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. His PPS is at 40% at this time. Thank you.